The Ministry of Health has announced plans to decentralize the 3 teaching hospitals in the country. This is to help train more doctors, thereby improving the doctor-patient ratio, especially in the rural areas. The sector minister, Sherry Aiti, announced this at the 3rd induction and swearing-in ceremony of Allied Health Interns in Accra. The minister used the occasion to appeal to health workers to engage government in dialogue over their grievances rather than resorting to strikes. We bring you a report by Victoria Ahaji.
According to the health minister, government is always prepared to dialogue and expect same from all sectors of the working population. She noted that allied health professionals continue to play very important roles in healthcare delivery, and whether Ghana can succeed in achieving the MDGs on health by 2015 depend on the collective efforts of all health professionals, especially allied health professions. Madam Aite outlined some plans that will be undertaken to ensure quality health delivery.
Teaching hospitals are also going to decentralize their teaching programs. Some of the district hospitals will be upgraded into teaching centers. We are trying to establish what we call community health centers in the rural areas. It means that we have to train more community nurses so that they will be in the deprived areas to attend to our women and children. What the ministry intends to do is also to zone Ghana so that we have special zones. Then we will allocate a team of community nurses to each zone. We are embarking on the training of more midwives, because very soon we will have 50% of our midwives who will be on retirement.
A retired professor of anatomy at the College of Health Sciences of the University of Ghana, Reverend Professor Seth Aiti, said Ghana has a long way to go in achieving the MDG on maternal and infant mortality. He expressed the need for more specialists to be trained.
Ghana has a long way to go to improve maternal health, and the role of allied health sciences as part of the medical team in achieving acceptable levels cannot be overlooked. We must endeavor to develop capable and well-qualified teaching staff for the University of Allied Health Sciences and for other established schools of allied health sciences. We should also emphasize academic and clinical research in all disciplines in the allied health sciences.
The Registrar of the Allied Professions Council, Dr. Samuel Yao Opuku, commended government for the passage of the Health Professions Regulatory Bodies Law, but called for the appropriate legislative instrument to operationalize the law. He also appealed to government to provide strong and efficient administrative structures for the council. In all, 287 graduates of various professional programs were inducted. They include radiographers, physiotherapists, dietitians, and audiologists.
A report by Victoria Ahaji.